Text from me, Vet, on 53981. She says, Dermot and Dave, can you sing Michael Jackson, You're Not Alone again? I'm stuck in traffic and it will cheer me up. Thanks a thousand. Mwah, she says.
Yvette, I'm not sure I can speak. I'm halfway through a packet of Haribo Tang Fastics from our vending machine.
You shouldn't eat those things. When you're tired and you eat Tang Fastics, the sugar overload, crash and burn is... And predict you suffer from this anyway.
I know, I get really giddy and then I want to shoot myself.
Okay, well, that's while you're giddy, let's do Michael Jackson. I'll do the beatbox, you do the singing.
Okay.
You are not alone, Yvette. I'm here with you. And you're stuck on the M50. Oh, we're not, so we're grand.
Dave's world.
There you go.
Dave's world. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
You may remember in Dave's world a little while ago, earlier on last week. You okay there? Heart palpitations from the sugar.
Sugar heart palpo there.
Okay, well, remember I gave you some of the funniest names people have called their kids?
Yes.
I never got to finish the list, and they are very funny. I'd like to bring them to you again if I could, right? So I've done all the other ones so far, but these are the ones I didn't get to. There was a New York Police Department sergeant whose brother's name was Winner. His parents called him Loser. Loser Lane was his actual name.
Loser.
Loser Lane. They call his brother Winner. Stupid idea, but it's a name. And they went, what we call our next son? I know, the opposite of Winner.
So they didn't just misspell Lois. They wanted him to be a reporter.
And I'm assuming that if Loser Lane was a New York Police Department sergeant, then Winner Lane must have been like the captain of the police force or something.
Probably a criminal.
Moon Unit Zappa. We all know about that. But yeah. Do you know the rest of the names of the Zappa kids?
No.
Okay, one of them was very famous. He goes on tour and everything. He's a guitarist. Dweezil.
Dweezil.
Dweezil,
yes.
Zappa. There's Ahmet Emuka Rodan Zappa and Diva Thin Muffin Piggeen Zappa.
Piggeen?
Yeah, Piggeen. Nice. There is a man called Legal Tender Coxie, who's the son of Jacob Coxie, which is a completely normal name. Now, this is genius, right? I love when people name their kids symbols and things. A Chinese couple named their son the at symbol from your email address, which in Chinese is pronounced Aita, which means love him, which is actually quite nice. Think how cool this kid's email address is going to be. At gmail.com. Genius. This isn't genius. This isn't genius under any circumstances whatsoever. This poor kid has been named Nicholas. Normal. Now, these are all hyphenated. It's one word.
Yeah.
But it's all hyphenated, loads of words hyphenated into one name. Nicholas, unless Jesus Christ had died for thee, thou hadst been damned, Barbon. You know what his dad's name is?
I love religious nuts.
And this is no joke. His dad's name is Praise God, Barton. Or Barbon. Praise hyphen God.
Hey, praisers. Hey, praise out. Praise out, get me Heineken.
Do you remember I told you about the New Zealand couple who called their kid number 16 bus shelter?
Yeah.
Right? They actually called that.
I was thinking about that. His name was number 6 bus shelter. Do you think that's like the Beckhams? That's where he was conceived.
I hope not. There was another New Zealand couple who tried to name their kid the number 4 real. For real.
Oh, that's
and
pretty cool.
The authorities said no. I guess they were thinking back to when they let them call the kid number 16 bush shelter.
The problem is they're starting with nicknames, so when they go to school then they'll go in as For Real and then their friends start calling him Jim.
Well, listen to this though. The parents are appealing the decision by the New Zealand authorities not to allow them call the kid For Real, and if no name has been registered by July 9th, they're just going to name the kid Superman but have friends and family call him For Real.
Superman? I'm not sure. I mean, you know, that's... You've obviously got a lot to live up to if your name is Superman Whelan.
True.
Whatever it is.
And finally, in Dave's world, I've even gone so far the bed has stopped me, but I have to give you this. Wolf plus 585 Senior. That's a name. Wolf plus 585 Senior. The reason is there are 585 letters in this guy's name between the word wolf and the last bit senior. Obviously, I'm not going to bore you with them, but it's things like Adolf Blaine, Charles David, Earl Frederick, Gerald Hubert, Irvin, John, Kenneth, whatever, it goes on. And his surname is, and I'm trying to pronounce this properly, what he goes by is Hubert Blaine Wolfe Schlegelstein Hausenbergdorf.
You see what happens, parents, when you eat Haribo Tang Fastics. Strange things happen.
Drop me an email. Dave has no friends.